1-800-34-NO-TAX.
They're getting ready for the showdown in Washington. What would that showdown be about? Money, money, money. Of course, we're talking about the budget battle. That happens when the president drops off his budget on Valentine's Day. Do you think he seals it with a kiss? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the name of the show. Coast to coast and beyond our borders, too. Remember, you can always stake a claim here. How do you do that? Chat us up, Pal Talk. Go to AmericaTonight.net, Twitter, Facebook, or AmericaTonight.net. You can hit the email, and you can email us your thoughts. Then you can go to the phone lines, too. Boy, you'd be busy, wouldn't you? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I think the budget's going to be a tale of what are we going to cut out of here. And the cuts are going to be deep. There was a lunch at the White House for some Republicans that included the House Speaker, John Boehner, with the president. And I guarantee there were serious conversations about how what can we agree that we can let go? How do we save money? Boehner came out of there kind of glowing and suggesting that they're finding common ground, ways we can work together. So that says to me that they probably had a scorecard and they were going down at least some of the items, going down some of the things that everybody could agree upon, let's say. Okay? We move for a second from Washington to the weather, because I know that affects everybody listening. You might not care about what's happening inside the Beltway, even though you should, because it definitely reverberates back from Washington, goes backwards for most of us. But it affects you. The weather is right in front of your face, though. A lot of people have missed 4 and 5 days of work because of ice and snow and crazy conditions. Texas, where our satellite facility is, was really hit by this. It's very unusual. One snow day or one crazy bit of weather, but to have as much as they've had for the length of time is strange, and a lot of people have been out for almost a week. School is canceled. Even when they start talking about the weather, school gets canceled. Here's what some of the people had to say about the weather in Texas.
All along 1960 and Highway 6, you had every other stoplight was out, and you had about an accident in every one of those stoplights.
We took our skateboards, took the wheels off of them, and just there's a giant hill on campus that we just rode down.
I need to be at home doing whatever it is I need to do at home instead of being on the roads.
Yeah, think about this. 1,200 flights have been canceled due to this big storm that went through the midsection of the nation, and people are still digging out from last week's storm, and now here comes another one. Arkansas had a new layer of snow. Texas, you heard the people there had snow and ice to deal with. The interstates were pretty brutal because they don't have the amounts of salt that you'd have to put down, number one. The trucks, the whole thing, they're doing a pretty decent job for what they can do, but they can't cover it all. And truck drivers, some of you listening to me might be truck drivers. A lot of truck drivers have gotten stuck, especially Interstate 44, Highway 69, which is outside of Tulsa. And they're saying that about 200 drivers actually had to stop. They stopped at a truck stop at right near that intersection of 44 and 69. That it was like a truck parking lot because there was so much chaos that the drivers couldn't see. And they're hauling from things from all over the place. And the best thing they could do was park it for a while and chill because of the weather got worse, which it did. There, it didn't make any sense to try to figure out if they can't even see. They can't see anything, and it's just nothing but like a whiteout. Then that's too dangerous. In Oklahoma City, the airport there, they got 6 inches of snow overnight so that people woke up on Wednesday to some snow. The airport was closed for 13 hours. This is a week after a storm closed the airport for 13 hours, and so they had some canceled flights there. I think people in areas where they're not used to this kind of snow want to see the end of the snow. They're done with it. They're tired of the snow and the ice and no trash service. And this is interesting. Riddle me this, folks that are listening that have dealt with this. I thought they delivered the mail no matter what. I've had like 3 days where they didn't deliver the mail, didn't pick up the trash, all that kind of stuff. Normally, wouldn't they do that no matter what? I guess it's just they can't do it. It's too much snow or too dangerous. So no mail, no trash pickup, problems with other things too. But you know what's interesting? The paper was delivered. Because I like, as much as I'm all about the internet and technology, I like a hardcover. I like a hard cover paper. So Wall Street Journal, get the Wall Street Journal delivered. And every single day that was there. They can't afford to lose any subscribers because they have like two in Texas and I'm one of them. We have two subscribers and we can't afford to lose you. Speaking of not being able to lose, the younger people in Egypt do not want to lose this battle over getting Mubarak to move on. So they're still protesting much more peacefully, but still fighting the good fight. So what does our State Department have to say about that? The mouthpiece, P.J. Crowley, says Egyptians are going to have to decide, and it's a kind of a wait-and-see game.
No one predicted that the spark, but everyone recognized the vulnerability. It's less about what we think. It's more about what the people of Egypt thinks. What they think.
You know, and it is about what the people of Egypt think, what they want. They've had a dictator, let's face it. Mubarak's a dictator. It might be peaceful times, but high unemployment, disenfranchised youth, which makes up the majority of the population there. And he's been in power for 30-some years, regardless. In his 80s, time to go. Go play golf with your $70 million. Go to the U.S. and withdraw your funds and hang out for a while. It is time for a change. But there are people who are nervous about what that change is going to be, and especially Israel, and they should be nervous. They have a peace accord, which is kind of non-binding but seems to have worked between Israel and Egypt for 3 decades. Does Israel really want to look over its shoulder in yet another direction? The answer is no, they don't. You might have been looking over your shoulder if you were in Allentown, Pennsylvania, squeezing this one in. There was a huge explosion that destroyed a row home and actually set fire in 3 others. There was a 2-block area where they had to just get everybody out as fast as they could. And they're talking about feeling that the power of that blast, because this is Allentown, all the way to a place called Bethlehem, you had high-power electrical lines that were affected. And the reason I bring it up is because, and I'm sure other people are talking about it, it's just, just a massive fireball. And if you looked at the photograph, if you looked at the picture, you would think Allentown was on fire. It was that bad. Just flames everywhere. And here's the other thing. The gas lines caught on fire. So then even more places were threatened by that. And that's tough. Once it starts and you've got one fireman that was injured and other people that drove themselves to the hospital, sad stuff there. Boom. It just takes that one spark. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I can't tell you how many times they've heard over and over again, turn off your cell phones, do not use your cell phones, and how often I've seen the person next to me try to keep the cell phone at arm's length, and sometimes it's on, sometimes they forget, I don't know. And then I think, oh, is this going to interfere with the plane? What's going to happen when you keep the cell phone on? And recently, Arianna Huffington made some big news getting in trouble for cell phone use. So we're going to talk about that here on America Tonight, because I think it really relates with so many of you that travel and you're confused by some of the crazy stories you've heard and what's real and what's not. Let's separate some of that. Who better to do that with than somebody I'm sure who's traveled a lot and has serious mileage, Beth Caulfield. She's the editorial director for AOL Travel. Beth, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Absolutely. It's great to be with you.
First of all, I know that size doesn't matter, but with miles, it does. So do you have a lot of miles? Have you logged a lot of miles?
I've logged my fair share, yes.
It was funny. The other day, I put on my Facebook, I was so proud of it. I think I had 37,000 miles or something, and I just got bombarded by people who laughed and called me a peewee, and I was in the minor leagues, and then they put their miles. So I'm sure that they know much more than I do about some of these little travel things like cell phones. So are cell phones dangerous on the planes, or they're just trying to be safe about it, or what's the deal with the cell phones really?
Well, the truth is that cell phones have the potential to interfere with the plane's electronics, but they probably won't. And in fact, there's never been an accident that's been attributed to cell phone use on planes. So while they have the potential to garble transmissions, you have to keep in mind that the airplane electronics are really designed and shielded for this type of interference. And so what we see is really a better safe than sorry approach, since it's difficult to prove with 100% certainty that no cell phone can ever, you know, not have a negative impact on a flight. What we see is just a ban on all cell phone use. And, you know, beyond this, there's plenty of other good reasons not to be using cell phones on planes. Cell phones can become projectiles in case of a deceleration or an impact. And if you're listening to a cell phone or talking on a cell phone, then you're probably not paying attention to your flight attendant and your pilot.
Yeah, there you go. And isn't it funny? It's interesting that Arianna Huffington, I guess she figured she just didn't care. And she was literally pulled off a plane by the police because she just wouldn't turn the cell phone off. That's one of the crazier things I've heard. How about you?
Yeah, you know, there's been several cases of celebrities and bad behavior on airplanes lately. I think everyone's just trying to get, you know, as much time in as being as efficient as possible. But you know what? There's risks to that, and we really need to make sure that we're paying attention to our flight attendants and our pilots and their safety instructions.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, something else that I've always wondered about, the thing with the money. I saw somebody stopped one time who had money in the money belt, and he had more than $10,000, and suddenly it became a very big deal. Is there, you know, what if I had $100,000 and had it stuffed in my belt? I can't, if I get stopped or something buzzes, they can say you can't be carrying this kind of money?
Well, I mean, you're going to get questioned if you're carrying large amounts of cash, you know, especially if you're traveling internationally. You know, you have to report that information when you're coming into to different countries. And, you know, the reality of it is there's really no need to be carrying that much money. You know, these days when you travel, especially even in different countries, ATMs are prevalent. You know, you can easily use your ATM, you can easily pay by credit card, and a lot of times that's a lot safer than carrying cash around.
Yeah, there you go. All right, here's another crazy thing that somebody sent me a note about, and this was probably about a year and a half ago, asking me, because there was a story about somebody getting stuck on an airplane toilet. They got stuck. Is that just nonsense and, you know, urban legend nonsense?
Yeah,
or what is that?
We can chalk that one up to being an urban legend, thankfully. You know, it was a rumor that started about 10 years ago, and, you know, like a lot of things on the Internet, just kind of take on a life of its own. But really, kind of the truth is that, first of all, most people just aren't that big that they could make a seal with the airplane seat. And, you know, the second part is that the suction on the airplane toilets, you know, isn't strong enough and doesn't last long enough for us to stick there. So there's plenty of other stuff to worry about in an airplane bathroom, but that's not one of them.
Okay, well, that makes me feel much more relieved, just in case. This is crazy about hotels. I've been traveling a lot lately. I went to Mississippi and stayed at the Beau Rivage. We did a thing on the oil spill and the recovery down there. In New York, same thing. We were doing something about domestic violence. And, I mean, regardless, I've traveled. And every hotel that I went to, you got the same thing. You know, you get the kind of credit card-looking hotel room key. And somebody told me, be careful because they've got some information on that card, so you don't want to lose it. And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. Why would you put your card, you know, how you can just check out and put your card in a box? Is that true?
Yeah, well, you know what? The good thing for us to know is that generally the hotels don't really have any need to encode that type of information onto a key card. Typically, the only thing that's on a key card is the serial number of the key card, the hotel room that it's attached to, and the date for which it's valid. So you shouldn't worry that you know, that card has your credit card information or anything like that. And it's, you know, it still concerns you. The hotels don't require that you give back that key card, so just destroy it or keep it at the end of your stay.
All right, there you go. And there's so many, I mean, there's so many urban legends or crazy stories. Like we said, we both had known about the airplane and the toilet thing. Then somebody also told me about a story that somebody was trying to steal, is this true, steal a penguin in a backpack from the Boston Aquarium?
Well, this was another, you know, great rumor that went around the Internet. But you know what? It got so much attention. And the rumor was, you know, it went something like this. Kid got separated from their parents while at an aquarium. And upon getting home, the parents find the kid in the living room with the penguin. But, you know, this one actually, you know, got so much attention that around the same time, the New England Aquarium in Boston actually had to have a press conference to dispel a rumor that baby penguins had been taken home in the backpack of one boy.
Oh, that's just crazy. What about this is interesting. I don't know. To me, this is bad behavior. I don't know why people do this. I don't understand, and I'm sure because you've traveled, you see this all the time. I feel like I'm going to be trampled at a concert, like we all have festival seating. When the plane lands, everybody jumps up so fast. I get it when you have connecting flights, and I don't know why they just don't try to ask and let people go off first. But is this a new phenomenon? It just seems like people, I don't know if it's that they're just rude or they're just not thinking about it. Have you seen that where it's just like, boom, and they'll just jump right in front of people?
You know, I have seen that, and there's, you know, I think something where, you know, air travel has lost a little bit of its kind of glamour that it had in years past, and people have been, you know, in a race to get off the plane, in a race to take space in the overhead compartment, and, you know, generally, you know, not such great behavior. I think this is one where, you know, when you're flying, unless you have that connecting flight, you really just need to take a deep breath, let the people go who really want to go, and, you know, make your way out. When it's a little bit less crowded.
I like that. Take the deep breath. What also, too, this is a good one since you're about travel. What's the rule of thumb with getting there? Because the whole thing about, oh, you have to go through security in the 2 hours, and I've gone through the DFW airport, and it's been 5 minutes. Showed up, boom, 6 o'clock flight, no problem, in and out. Couldn't believe it. But then I've also shown up in New York where I showed up 2 hours before and I barely made it onto a flight. So is it depend on the city and the time, or what's the rule of thumb there?
You know, it really, you know, I think the rule of thumb is 90 minutes before a domestic flight, 2 hours before an international flight, but it's really dependent on a number of things. Time of day, are you traveling during, you know, the morning rush or the evening rush when people are commuting at the airport? You know, are you traveling on a day that's very crowded, like a Saturday, people coming back from vacations? Are you at an airport that's generally highly trafficked? I think all those things come in play. So think about that when you're deciding how early you want to go. The one thing I will say is if you are checking a bag, make sure you're there and have enough time, have at least 45 minutes so that your bag gets on the plane. So that's kind of the biggest one, is you want to make sure that you've got your bag checked in with at least 45 minutes to spare so your bag gets on the plane.
Yeah, have you noticed, too, on some of these smaller commuter flights, and the first time it happened to me, I thought, oh, I bet they're going to charge me. Why would they charge me? My thing is, my bag's actually small. But they valet your bag because there's just not enough room. Even if you have just a normal size in a bigger plane, you would have room for it. Have they been doing that for a long time? Because I guess I've never taken those small flights.
Yeah, you know, the smaller planes that are typically like those commuter flights, especially from areas like Washington, D.C. to New York and Boston, they just don't have kind of the overhead space that a larger plane has. And so what you'll see is people gate-checking their bag. They'll take the bag up to the plane, up to the gate, leave it at the door of the plane, and then instead of going down to the baggage claim, your bag's actually waiting for you when you get off the plane, which is kind of nice.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Micro Plant Powder.
Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Shorts here on America Tonight. You know, we got to lighten the load. And I guess we were doing that with talking about airlines and some of the crazy stories that we've heard over the years, things that have happened in the air and things that haven't happened in the air. To be certain, more of the crazy things have happened in the last 5 years. I started to think about this. If I had to compile a list, even remember Kevin Smith, the director, and the ruckus he created when he got on Southwest Airlines and they were telling him he was too heavy. And he Twittered it all over the place and then made huge news. And then there was the debate about what were they going to do, and there would be certain weight requirements for passengers and all that sort of stuff. Here's my rule of thumb. If you got to get the extension, oh, you don't want to get it. If somebody has to get the extension and you're in one of those tiny jets, then you're in trouble because the other person is going to be just on top of you when you're flying. And I haven't gotten any planes lately where there's anybody's had that. I haven't seen that. But they were talking about the weight requirement things and the possibilities of having to do that. And, ooh, what are they going to put a scale? It'd be like the circus and you guess how much somebody weighs. If you correctly guess the weight of the next passenger, ding, 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 you get a free round-trip ticket. Can you imagine? All right, so let's jump to sports shorts. Duke rallying from 16 points down to beat UNC. That's a big deal because it's a rivalry in the schools that aren't too far away from each other. And an ACC rivalry, we're getting closer to March Madness, still beginning of February, but we're getting closer. The final score, Duke 79, North Carolina 73. And paying attention to what Duke's doing, they're ranked fifth, North Carolina 21st, depending on what poll you look at. But Duke is 9-1 in the ACC. North Carolina had some big losses. They're 7-2. And this kind of gets you juiced for college hoop, I think. If you're just a tepid fan and you get into the whole March Madness thing, these are teams you know because you pay attention to them and they're always in the brackets somewhere. So the Blue Devils trailed 43-27 in the final minute of the first half. They were down 14 at the half before really sticking it to the Tar Heels, outscoring them 50-30 in the final 20 minutes. And I think I saw this somewhere. They matched the second best halftime rally in their school history. Yeah, they were really in a hole. That's a big win, and that's going to mean something. That's going to take them places depending on how they finish out. But they're ranked fifth already. They'll certainly be a high seed. I'm just in my mind kind of thinking of the brackets. Going to the NFL for a second, coming off of the Super Bowl and the big victory party for the Green Bay Packers where 56,000 fans showed up at Lambeau Field and how exciting that was for Aaron Rodgers and all that stuff. Other teams are in the process of retooling, maybe getting some new coaches in, or perhaps looking for a new home. This is an interesting story. Sean Payton, who used to be with the Dallas Cowboys, was on the coaching staff of the Cowboys, becomes a head coach. Now he's been the head coach for a number of years for the New Orleans Saints, is coming back to live in Dallas, or his family is going to get a house in Dallas. He has some kids and a wife. And that made huge talk show conversation in New Orleans. And I started to think about it. First, I thought, oh, that's so ridiculous. I mean, who really cares? It's such a close flight. But then I started to think about how much you live and breathe football and then what that would be like with kids and a marriage. And you have mini camps and so much that goes on. It's not like, boom, the season's over. We'll see you again in July. This is January. It's not like that. So it might be a little difficult for him. The owner of the Saints didn't care. Tom Benson didn't care. He's like, we have all kinds of situations with our people, and it's fine. He's winning. They're doing well. They won the Super Bowl last year, not this season, but the previous year. So he's not concerned that he wants to have a house in Dallas. Here's what Sean Payton said about it.
It's something where, you know, your family comes in for the weekends when you're playing games. I'll get back to Dallas on the weekends in the off season. You know, we have our time really as a family during the summer down at the beach.
So he's going to the beach. After all, everything's viral. Hey, coach, check out some of these plays. He could walk around with the iPad. It's perfect. Sean Payton, here's what we're doing in the off season. And I think it'd be kind of rough, but I get it. What I heard is that she wanted to come back to Dallas and have the kids go to school there or whatever, and they had friends and close ties, and that's what happened. Really, the big story, though, coming out of Dallas isn't so much about, hey, Sean Payton's moving back and going back and forth between the two places. It was really about the Cowboys being sued over the Super Bowl tickets. Can you imagine if you shelled out? Think about it. You might hate sports. You might not be a sports person. So let's just say your best concert, you save up. You just want to go see it. It's a rare treat. Who knows if you'll ever get to see this group or this person again. And you're going to work extra. You're going to come up with the cash. And that's it. Period. So you pay some crazy amount of money. And then they tell you, Well, you're sitting behind that screen over there. You can look through the screen, and we set up this special monitor so you can see the stage, but you're not going to actually be in front of the stage where you have a good view. Are you kidding me? So check this out. That's exactly what happened. People paid like up to $1,200 a ticket. So the NFL has offered money, tickets, all kinds of merchandise, and 400 fans who had to give up their seats at the Super Bowl, but I don't think it's going to be enough because they got a class action suit in the works. About 1,000 fans sued the NFL, the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, and the owner of the Cowboys Stadium, saying they were deceived by not getting seats or received inadequate seats that weren't legitimate. So this lawsuit says breach of contract, fraud, and deceptive practices, deceptive sales practices. I think it's cut and dry. You got to think of the people that came from Pittsburgh, and they didn't get what they were promised. All the money that they had to spend to get there, then stay in a hotel and all that stuff. With the weather, they had to battle that. That's not going to come into play, but that's the truth of it. Then they get to the stadium, and this is it. They want to see the team play, and they're screwed, basically. Well, the temporary seats weren't safe enough, didn't pass code, so you're out of luck. So the lawsuit actually is not that much money. They're looking for $5 million. If you think about how many people are suing, then you take the lawyer fees out of it. They'd get a little chunk if it were that amount of money, but it's not an incredible amount. And of course, the number, if they were trying to negotiate outside of court, would be lower, but that number could actually be tripled under Texas's state's trade law, and then punitive damages. So that could actually shoot up, and then it would be much more money. The Cowboys have no comment. They're not saying anything. The NFL has no comment. The NFL has to be seething over it, though, because they're named in it, and the league is, it's the big party for the league, so they're pulled into this whole thing, too. You know, the NFL initially said Monday the fans would get $2,400, so that's three times the face value of the ticket, and they would get tickets to next season's Super Bowl. And they were also allowed on the field after the game, and they were given, you know, merchandise, shirts, all that kind of stuff, and food. But then the NFL added another option, that they could choose to attend a future Super Bowl instead of being limited to the 2012 game and get round-trip airfare and hotel accommodations. If they chose that option, they wouldn't get the $2,400, but they could wait until the conference championship games every season to see whether their team reached the Super Bowl. So you could be waiting forever. Like, I'm an Eagles fan. I'd just be waiting. I'm getting this whole thing's going to be covered. But that would be huge. It's just not good enough, though, for the fans who were there and killed themselves to get there. They were promised they were going to have, like one guy said, I read this quote. See, people do anything. That's like the, you know, there's certain sales guys that could sell ice to an Eskimo, you know how they say that expression. Well, one of the fans said that what he was promised was the best sight lines in the stadium. And instead, he had this metal fold-out chair, and he couldn't really even see. So people were upset. They were upset watching the thing. And they might as well have not been there. The NFL was smart. They knew it was a big problem. I'm sure Goodell was just behind the scenes, just infuriated when he found out about this whole thing. So they were. That's why they were offering him all that stuff, but they're not taking it. They're part of, or at least a big chunk of them anyway, are part of this class action suit. So if the money adds up, you know, if they get all those other damages, which you get, like I said, three times the amount in Texas, then, yeah, maybe it'd be worth it. Stay with us. Coming up next, the guru of all things collectible stops by, Harry Rinker. Hang through.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
So welcome back to America Tonight. Coming up in our next segments, we're going to mix up the weather. Hopefully you're all shoveled out and all that stuff, or the weather's just about to hit you. And talk about a few other things, but we're very excited to welcome back this year Harry Rinker from What You Got. This guy is the guru of all things collectible and then some. If you have anything you collect, and I guarantee you, you collect something. Everybody collects something. He is the guy to call. I'm going to throw out the number and get you really primed for this because he's coming on twice a month. So we're going to get this into your brains. I'll get notes from people, and they forget when he's on. So it's this week, and then not next week, but the following week. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
Well, I'm about as cold as you are.
Yeah, no kidding. How cold? He's in Michigan, by the way. So what's the temperature?
Well, actually, I'm in Chicago right now, and I guess the temperature's down around zero. I just talked to my good friends up at KFGL in Fargo earlier this evening, and they're looking for minus 10 or 15 tonight. So, hey, welcome to the Midwest. I'm in Michigan now. The last time we talked, I was living in Broomfield, Connecticut, but now I'm in Kentwood, Michigan.
Wow. How are you liking it so far?
You know what? I love the Midwest. I've always loved the Midwest. I've traveled out here extensively, and the people in Western Michigan are just terrific. They've made us feel very much at home. Linda started a new job. She is the Executive Vice President of Academic Affairs and Provost at Davenport University, and that's a big online university. They're in SEED as well, but that they're heavily online. I've just taken a month-long online faculty assessment course. So starting this summer, I'm going to be teaching classes online. So Harry's coming into the modern world.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome. I was talking earlier before you came on the show that another Picasso sold for 40-some million dollars, and it was of his young lover, 17-year-old lover. It's, boy, it just seems like the art world, they just have so much money to burn. These people with money are buying up the art.
Yes, one of the things that certainly has happened in the current economy is the fact that we've got, well, for want of a better term, and they call them investment grades in antiques and collectibles, but I just call them commodities. We've got certain things in our market that have become commodities that I don't even know if people collect them. They just trade them like they would wheat bellies or pork or, you know, wheat futures and pork bellies and all the rest of this type of stuff. And the high-end art market has made a strong comeback. The high-end of the firearms market is going well. The high-end of the coin market is just through the roof. And people, you know, people, there are people with money out there. I don't know who they are. It sure ain't me, I'll tell you that.
There are people with money. All right, for the regular Joe, what's going on with as far as collectibles are concerned? What's hot?
Well, you know what's happened is the market apparently has hit the bottom. We certainly, over the last 5 years, saw a very steady decline. Just when it looked like it was going to make a comeback and things were going to get really well, the 2008-2009 recession took it down even further. But right now, everything seems to have been bottomed out. The biggest problem right now is that the crowds are back shopping, but we need antique dealers. So many young people are selling online on eBay and elsewhere that the antique shows where the attendance is, you know, as much as 50% or so above previous years, and where people are coming with money to buy, the dealer base is an older base and it's shrinking, and as a result, people aren't there. The middle part of the market is stronger. In fact, I was always down on Hummel fees. And Hummels, you know, they're terrible. They're not doing very well. What they sell for on eBay is what they're worth. Well, they hit their low on eBay, and in the last 6 months or so, there seems to be some come back up in prices. So, you know, the rise in the stock market seems to be benefiting the antiques and collectibles field, and so things are getting better. Now, hot is modern. I mean, the stuff in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s is pretty much passe. It's the modernist stuff from the 60s and 70s. Designer things are doing very well, very stylish, space-age, futuristic-type things. Are selling well. The new young generation is very different. And besides that, hey, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are in.
They are? What? They're in all of a sudden? Or what? What happened there?
Well, no, the generation that grew up with them is getting to the point where they're buying back their childhood.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, I hate to tell you this, Kate, but, you know, I'm teaching freshman comp now and a lot of other things. And my freshman students were born in 1993, kid.
Wow, how crazy is that?
That means they didn't grow up in the age of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
After them. So their parents are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle people.
Yeah, is collecting part of that? Then you get to a point where you want to remember your childhood, but you don't have all the things from it, so you want to buy them back?
I think when people start collecting, that's usually the first sign that we have that generation stuff is coming into power. You wind up buying back the things you grew up with. It starts with toys, and it moves into music and movie memorabilia, and then into clothing, and then finally into the household stuff that's around. So, you know, hard though it is to believe, Avocado, Golden Harvest, and Rust, those horrendous colors from the 70s and 80s, are showing up in antique malls all over the place.
Boy, no kidding. I had somebody ask me, I don't know if somebody asked me this a long time ago or not. It seems like this is the second time I've gotten a similar note. And this is from a guy that listens to us in Austin. He said the next time that you came on, because it's been a while, to ask you, because he's noticed this, that I guess wine, a lot of the wine that's produced, they're not making them with corks anymore. So is there any, he's got this huge cork collection, and eventually will that be kind of a cool thing?
No, you should probably drink it. Well, now look, there's no question there's collectible wine, okay? And there are certain reds that you can lay. First of all, you drink the whites in most cases. It's the reds that survive. And there are reds that get laid down. I mean, I'm young enough, no, I'm old enough to have drunk the 59s when they first came out, which is kind of the, you know, to a wine drinker, if you drank wines in from the 59 season, that was kind of the glorious season of the 20th century. I mean, we were drinking them as table wines when I was in college, which is hard to believe, but we did. But anyway, those wines laid down and doing very well. The big thing right now in liquor is scotch. Here's the good news. Whiskey doesn't age. Whiskey is good forever. And one of the things that's happened in the last 10 years is investment scotch. Now, not Chivas Regal and that type of stuff. Not that that's bad scotch, but that's blended whiskey, blended scotch. The single malts and double malts. We've seen the first scotch auctions in the last few years, and some of the older scotches, people are starting to pay money like they are for investment in wine. So, and not just scotch, but also bourbons.
Wow.
A lot of these boutique bourbons that are coming along. Now, you know, you got to be careful with some of this. So much of it's speculative.
Yeah.
The same way with people that pay these big bucks for the wines and then lay them down, hope to gosh they're going to appreciate over the years. But so there's a certain amount of speculation involved in all this. But, yeah, that's in the spirits world, it's the bourbon. It's the bourbons and the scotches that are starting to have a track record. You know, it's just, you know, to me, you look at it, the bottle and you're thinking, you know, okay, so that's a $500 bottle of whatever, but how do I know that if I don't drink it? But then if you drink it, it's not a $500 bottle anymore. So
right, exactly, because it's done, it's gone, and you can just tell people you drank it. Harry, so you're going to be on in 2 weeks. We want to tell everybody, though, listening to us, if they want to send you a letter, you have a special deal.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna reintroduce the America's Night mailbag, and here's what you do. If you have a question about antiques and collectibles that you'd like me to talk about on the air with Kate, send me an email. My email address, Harry Elrinker, HARRYLRINKER, Harry Elrinker, @AOL.com. Now, start your email. I listen to America Tonight and give us the name of the station, and that way I'll know to put it in the America Tonight mailbag, and then the next time I'm on with Kate, we'll answer the email.
Awesome. I bet you I know it. We're going to get some, because I've had a lot of people email me, so I'm going to keep telling them that. So we'll see you in 2 weeks.
You bet. Meanwhile, you take care. And remember, hey, baseball season starts on Monday.
I know. I'm so excited about the Phillies. We'll talk about it next time. Thanks,
yeah,
Harry.
Go Yankees.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Harry Rinker, it really, honestly, I don't care what you collect. Soda cans, we were just talking about diet soda. People used to collect cans, soda cans, beer cans, all that kind of stuff. And for the right kind of collection, you know, somebody might buy it from you if you want to sell it, but just if you're curious about what it's worth, a lot of people collect different pistols, all kinds of things. Send them to Harry. He's great. Harry L. Rinker, like he said, at AOL.com. On the flip side, though, someone's been a bad girl. We're going to talk about who that is next.